وفقنا توفيق الصالحين وانفعنا اللهم بالقرآن والذكر الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يقربنا منك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت يا حي يا قيوم تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا سهلا. اللهم أعذنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله، لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، قال الإمام شرف الدين البوصيري رحمه الله تعالى ورضي عنه: فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقم، وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وضنا مثل البهار على خديك والعنم، نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني، والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم، يا لائمي في الهوى العذري معذرة، مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلمي، عدتك حالي لا سري بمستتر، عن الوشاة ولا دائي بمنحسم. In the beginning of this poem we said that the poet addressed a person that he imagined جرده من نفسه, that he took out of him a person and put in front of him, talking to him as though he was talking to himself, but rather it's a habit of the poets before Islam, and it continued to be practiced after Islam, to start poems by posing questions someone they talk to. They don't mean any person, they mean themselves, but a person they took out of themselves to imagine it is standing in front of them, they speak to the person. تجريد جرد شخصا من نفسه. And he posed these questions. I mean تذكري, is it of the remembrance of the neighbors of the Salam, a place in Al-Hijaz, that you're mixing your tears with blood, or is it the winds flowing from the direction of Kazima and the lightning coming from in the darkness from the direction of Idam? Why every time you try to stop shedding tears you shed more tears from your eyes? Your eyes pour hamata, more tears. And why every time you say to your heart, wake up, it gets more engrossed in love? Does any true lover think that love could be concealed whilst tears are running and hearts are burning two great signs? You cannot conceal your love while you have these two signs. Had it not been for love, you wouldn't have shed any tears over the traces of the camps of your beloved, nor had you spent any time without any sleep for the remembrance of Alban and Al-Alam. So he continues in the same style, posing another question to this person. He means himself. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَمَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ عُدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. How come you deny this love by trying to conceal it once, by trying to show that no, there is no love, by trying to pretend love is in the recess of the heart, and its traces are on the signs. Its traces are on we're trying to start at 6:30, so please make sure that you're here by 6:30. So how come that you're denying this love, he says here. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا أَنْكَرَ يُنْكِرُ to deny. بَعْدَمَا شَهِدَتْ شَهِدَ يَشْهَدُ to testify, to be a witness. شَاهِد is a witness. Plural is شُهُود. شَهِدَ يَشْهَدُ. بِهِ عَلَيْكَ شَهِدَ بِالشَّيْءِ شَهِدَ بِهِ عَلَى فُلَان against someone. عُدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. Usually, when you ask for a witness, when you call for a witness, you need to bring a trustworthy person. عَدِل. Just. عَدِل means just. And al-adala, justice. But here, it means having a trustworthy witness. From a Sharia point of view, not every person coming to testify in court for or against would be accepted till they prove they are adl, shahid adl. So adl udul. There used to be a souq in many of the Islamic cities. Souq al-udul. Souq al-udul. The marketplace of witnesses. If you wanted to write a contract, if someone wanted to borrow money from you, how do you write the contract? There's a marketplace. You go there, righteous people who are known to the court, known amongst people for righteousness, they sit there, they write for you the contract, they studied fiqh, they are excellent in this type of muamalat. They write for you the contract, and then you get them to testify, two of them to testify. If there is any conflict, dispute over the contract, they are the best people to come to court and testify in court. Souq al-udul. In Andalusia and North Africa, it was called al-wathiqa, and the person would be muwathiq. Muwathiq. Wathiqa is a document. So the two witnesses who are trustworthy here are tears and sickness. Ad-dam' tears. As-saqam sickness. Translation of Sheikh Hamza says here, how can you deny such a love when true tears and real heartbreak testify so strongly against you? فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا. How come you deny this love? In the Arabic here, حُب is in the indefinite form, للتعظيم. In the English form, I suggest this love. It means that you are in love. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا. شهدت عدول. عدول is subject of شهدت. تنكر حبا تنكر أنت. The subject is ضمير مستتر. حبا مفعول به. بعد ظرف. وأثبت ثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وضنا مثل البهار على خديك والعنم. Now moreover, the signs of love are so clear on the face of this person, on the body of this lover, on him himself, the poet. He speaks to a person in front of him. So already tears are being shed. Not only that, but he's sick. And it's very common that poets describe their state when they fall in love, that they are sick, because they want to reach to their beloved and they can't. They can't sleep. They can't eat. And this causes them to be lean, to become sick. And this is called saqam. Saqam is permanent sickness rather than just an illness. Illness is marad. But saqam is a permanent state of illness that is deteriorating, not getting better. وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وضنا. الوجد here is الحزن. But not only حزن, it's not only sorrow. وجد is from وجد يجد. When you are in love, then you find. وجد يجد originally means to find. وجد يجد. Here وجد rather than وجد. وجد, that is to say, from the same root, to find the traces of love in your heart, in grief. It's a combination of grief, sorrow, but mixed with pleasure, rather than with agony. Usually, grief and sorrow come with agony. But here, because it is out of love, it brings more pleasure. This is why al-wajd. Usually al-wajd comes in a Sufi term as ecstasy. A state of wajd is ecstasy. Wajd also means total engrossment in the beloved. Absent-mindedness from the surroundings. This passion left traces on the face of the poet. Two lines of two trenches on his face. The translation of Sheikh Hamza suggests here, the sorrow of love has etched two salty throes down your face and branded gaunt marks on it as pallid as yellow and blood-red roses. That is to say, tears running continually, unceasingly, left two trenches, two lines, خطي, dual of خط, خط a line. It's like a trench. In the English poetry, they use trenches. Shakespeare uses in his sonnets this metaphor of trenches on the face of the lover because of tears running down. Abratin wadanan. Al-abra is the tears. Dana is exhaustion. In the commentary here, you have it as marad. It's a slight state of illness. ضنا بمعنى التعب والشقاء. التعب والشقاء. He means here, شقاء, a state of distress because of love, caused by love. ضنيا يضنا. ضنيا يضنا. The verb is ضنيا. يضنا. العبرة الدمعة. عبر الدمعة، الدمعة tear. One of the verbs used, one of the derivatives is استعبر. استعبر is to shed, to slightly shed tears. To slightly shed tears. لولا الحياء لهاجني استعبار ولزرت قبرك والحبيب يزار. جرير. جرير talks of his wife after she died. He says لولا الحياء لهاجني استعبار. Had it not been for embarrassment, I would have shed some tears. لهاجني استعبار ولزرت قبرك والحبيب يزار. So وأثبت. أثبت يثبت left. Left clear signs. Proved. In court usually أثبت proved. Confirmed. أثبت يثبت إثباتا. From, this is a transitive verb. The root is ثبت, intransitive. ثبت الشيء, ثبت الأمر, ثبت القول, ثبت الدليل. أثبت is همزة التعدية. مثل البهار. البهار is a type of roses that is yellow and has nice smell. Now in modern Arabic, bahar is used for type of mixed spices. Bahar is few spices mixed together, used for certain meals. The translation here suggests blood red roses. Rather, yellow roses. The color meant here is yellow, not blood. Because people in a state of distress, because of love, being exhausted, being permanently ill, they grow a pale face, not a red face, a pale face, yellowish. على خديك, on your two cheeks. This is خد, this is خد here. This is where the tears come down. والعنم مثل البهار والعنم. على خديك معترضة. والعنم is العنم ثمر أحمر لا يؤكل. Is red fruits that is unedible. Comes from some wild trees and it's not eaten. Poets before Islam used it because it grows in the desert, and they used to describe it. They used to describe the tip of the fingers of their beloved with this fruit. It's not type of fruit. It's just type of a plant or unedible fruit, thamar. Thamar is different from fakiha. So here it says as pallid as yellow and blood red roses. These blood red roses meant here to be al-anam, and the pallid as yellow. Yellow and blood red roses. Anam is not rose, is not word, is rather thamar. Difference between thamar and word is clear. And also between thamar and fakiha. The Arabic language has these two terms. Fakiha is something edible. Thamar, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Some of it may be edible, some not. So the love you were trying to hide has imprinted, has left clear signs on your face. So there is no way to deny it. What is the context of the yellow and the blood here? The yellow and the red. Why he mentions yellow and red? The yellow is for distress, for sickness, being pale. The red is because of the blood mixed with the tears. This is why he mentions these two colors. The answer comes from the poet, from the person he is speaking to in his imagination. نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. After the poet couldn't deny this love, two true trustworthy witnesses proved it. And growing pale with his permanent state of illness, the tears mixed with blood, the trenches on his face left no opportunity for him to deny. So he came now to admit the fact that he is in love. So he says here, na'am, yes indeed. Sara tayifu man ahwa. Tayif, the plural of it is atyaf and tuyuf. Tayif is the spirit, he means here, the spirit, but the figure of he says here, the translation, the vision of the one I long for came and deprived me of sleep. So Taif is an image that passes in front of your eyes when you are awake, not in a state of sleep. In the Arabic literature, there is a legacy of poetry on Taif. Sharif al-Murtada wrote a book on Taif al-Khayal, put a collection of poetry on what has been mentioned in poetry about Taif al-Khayal, a figure from a person's imagination that passes in front of him. You would say the spirit of the beloved. Here I would translate this as, yes indeed, Taif man ahwa, the spirit of the beloved. Sara here, you understand the surah from al-Isra wa al-Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A surah is a journey in the beginning of the night. Sara Yasri is to travel, to start a journey in the beginning of the night. Sara Yasri is intransitive. And he uses here the three-letter root verb. From this, Hamza al-Ta'diyah comes, Asra. Asra bika Allahu. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده. Took him in a journey, took him on a night journey, but also specifically in the beginning of the night, not at the end of it or the middle of it, the beginning of the night. Because as you understand from this first line of this poetry, he says here, yes indeed, the spirit of my beloved passed in front of me in the beginning of the night, so it left me in a state of sleeplessness. فَأَرَّقَنِي for the rest of the night, it means. Because he tried to sleep from the beginning of the night, he couldn't because the spirit of the beloved just loomed in front of his eyes. نَعَمْ سَرَى طَيِّفُ مَنْ أَهْوَى هَوِيَّ يَهْوَى, the verb. هَوِيَّ يَهْوَى, be in love. Hawiya yahwa. Different from hawa yahwi. Hawa yahwi to fall. Hawa yahwi to fall. Hawiya yahwa to be in love. فأرقني أرق يؤرق. Verb transitive. The root of it is أريق يأرق. أريق يأرق is intransitive. The root. أريق يأرق, to stay sleepless, to stay sleepless or in a state of sleeplessness without getting any sleep till the end of the night or for a long time in the night. أريق يأرق أرقا. أرق is the infinitive. أرق يؤرق transitive. It has an object. فأرقني. نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني. So he admits the fact that he is in love, and he mentions the cause for that. So we have here in this line answers to several questions. The question that has been denied or discussed, or the poet was trying to prove and establish from the beginning of the poem, is whether he is in love or not. The answer is established. The second fact established in this first line is why. What happened? It is the figure of the beloved that loomed in front of his eyes and left him in a state of sleeplessness till the end of the night. In the second line of this, in the second part of this line, he establishes a fact, a piece of wisdom, a piece of truth about love. He says, وَالْحُبُّ يَعْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. Love mixes pleasures with pain. It's a well-known fact that when you fall in love, that when someone falls in love, they suffer. The pleasure of love doesn't realize in this dunya. If someone loves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward for this love, or the meeting of the lover and the beloved, will be culminated in the akhirah, not in the dunya. In this dunya, there is always shawq. There is always suffering in longing, because you want more. You want more till the end of your life, and you won't get what you want, because there is always more. There is always more. You wish for more. Whether you are in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or with some of the Sahaba, some of Ahlul Bayt, some of the Awliya, you're in love for the sake of Allah, you won't get all what you want in this life. For the believers, the rewards and the true rewards are delayed, hidden till the other life. Lovers of this dunya may suffer, and sometimes may come together with their beloved, and if they love women or people for other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still in the process of love, in the course of love, there is a lot of suffering. Ibn al-Farid was the best to describe love. He says in one of his poems, هُوَ الْحُبُّ فَاسْلَمْ بِالْحَشَى مَالْهَوَى سَهْلُ. It is love. So save your heart. فَاسْلَمْ بِالْحَشَى. Save your heart. Keep your heart away from it. مَالْهَوَى سَهْلُ. Love is not easy. فَمَخْتَارَهُ مُضْمَنْ بِهِ وَلَهُ عَقْلُ. No true lover would opt for love while he is in a state of sanity. Lovers are insane. True lovers. Because true love is the one that overwhelms you and gets you out of your senses and gets you not only distracted but absent-minded, gets you annihilated in your beloved. So he continues, هو الحب فسلا بالحشا ما الهوى سهل فما اختاره مضمن به وله عقل. فعش خاليا فالحب راحته عنان فأوله ذل وآخره قتل. He says, choose not to love. Listen to my advice. Choose not to love. He says, فعش خاليا فالحب, because love, أوله عنان. The beginning of it is tribulation, hardships. فالحب راحته عنان, not the beginning of it. فالحب راحته عنان. The comfort of love is agony. This is the comfort of it, the beginning of it. وأوله ذلون. The beginning of it is humility. Actually humiliation, he means here. The beginning of it is humiliation. وآخره, the end of it is killing. وآخره قتل. This is how love is depicted in Arabic poetry by true lovers, especially the Sufis such as Ibn Farid, because we are talking here about fana, فناء النيهيليشن, dying to yourself, dying to your existence, dying to your desire, dying to your ambitions, falling truly, annihilating truly in the beloved. So he says here, والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. يعترض is comes between, in between. اعترض يعترض has several meanings. One of its meanings is to object to, to object to, to object to something. This is one of the meanings of اعترض يعترض. This is in studies, in court and so on. The original meaning of it is to come in between, from عرض. True love mixes pleasures with pain. يا لائمي في الهوى العذري معذرة مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلومي. He turns here to speak to some other people, those people who do not grasp why this poet is in love, those people who blame him. يا لائمي, from لوم, لام يلوم لوما, فهو لائم, اسم فاعل. لائم here is اسم فاعل. يا لائمي, oh the one who blames me. Or, oh you who fault me for this vestal love. لام يلوم is to blame. Another term for لام يلوم and is used specifically in the course of love is عذل يعذل. عذل يعذل, اللام عذل يعذل. عذل يعذل specifically used for blaming someone for loving something or someone, and the person who does this blame is called عاذل. عاذل like عادل with ذال instead of دال. عاذل, the plural of it is عذال and عواذل. عذال and عواذل. One of the Sufi poets says, عذل العواذل حول قلب التائه وهوى الأحبة منه في سودائه. The blame of those who blame me for my love, this blame is around my heart, but the love for my beloved is in the recess of my heart. That is to say, the blame doesn't penetrate my heart to affect it at all. عذل العواذل. So also, in the course of love, when poets speak about love, the discussion about those who blame is very common, is a common subject. It always comes. Because you're in love, there will always be someone who would blame you. Why? Why you're dying to yourself? Why you're spending your time over someone who doesn't care about you? Why? And so on. There will always be. In the dunya, in the course of dunya. So what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, there will be people. The moment you become... you start practicing, people will make fun of you. You became a dervish, faqir. People will start sometimes mocking you. No, don't lose your job. You want to leave your job because it's haram. People say you're crazy. You travel to study the sacred knowledge, leaving your family. People think you're crazy. They start making fun of you, or at least discouraging you. It's very difficult to find someone who encourages you in the course of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing for his sake, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaving the dunya to follow his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this time. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told about this time. لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَعْوَانًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَعْوَانًا. When he said, when he longed for his brothers, and he said that one of us would be equal to 70 of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in terms of the rewards of our actions. And when they asked why, he said, لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَعْوَانًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَعْوَانًا. Because you find someone who encourages you in the course of establishing the truth, and they don't find. This is the time when Muslims are strangers, even in their homelands, in the Islamic world. So there's no wonder that there will always be someone who would blame you, especially when your love is true and the signs are on your face, on your body. People wonder why, because they don't understand it. You stand up the night, people don't see any reason. You give away your money, people don't find it justified. But only true lovers see it. يَا لَائِمِ فِي الْهَوَى الْعُذْرِيِّ. So he says, لَا مَيَلُومُ فِي الشَّيْءِ. لَا مَهُ فِي. And you say also, لَا مَعَلَى. الْهَوَى, we had this before, love. Al-Udhri here is a word that deserves some time to speak about. It's from a tribe called Bani Udhra. Bani Udhra. From this tribe came many lovers, true lovers. And the women of this tribe were known for protecting their chastity and keeping away from their lovers. So it became a model for a type of transcendent love, a type of love that is not materialistic, but rather an imaginary, or so pure. Qais, who was known as the Majnun Layla, the insane of Layla, is from this tribe, and several other lovers from Bani Udhra. So every pure love is called Hubb Udhri. Hubb Udhri after this tribe. From the word al-udhri here, he brings another word similar in its letters but different in its meaning, and this is called jinas ishtiqaq. He derives from the name of this true love and pure love a word. He says, sorry, I apologize, excuse me, ma'ziratan. Ma'zira is from azara ya'zuru. Azara ya'zuru is to excuse. Azara ya'zuru, to excuse someone for something wrong he did. You should understand the hamza of this verb is not Hamzat Ta'diya, is rather Hamzat Izala is called. Qat'a. A'adhara yu'adhiru is to leave no excuse. A'adhara yu'adhiru. A'adhara yu'adhiru. So adhara is to excuse. A'adhara is to leave no excuse. To put all the blame on someone. And there's a famous proverb, Mathal, says أَعْذَرَ مَنْ أَنْذَرَ. أَعْذَرَ مَنْ أَنْذَرَ, it's commonly mispronounced by Arabs and by some speakers. Sometimes they say أُعْذِرَ مَنْ أُنْذِرَ, they mean anyone who has been warned will be excused. This is not the meaning of it. مَنْ أُعْذِرَ مَنْ أُنْذِرَ, no, أَعْذَرَ مَنْ أَنْذَرَ, anyone who warned before inflicting the punishment has left no excuse. This is the meaning of it. When you warn and caution people, then there is no excuse for them. أعذرَ, you left them no excuse. If you inflict the punishment before informing them, then they would have every reason to protest. They would have every excuse. But there's no excuse for them. أعذر, left no excuse. قطع العذرة. So he says, معذرة, accept my apology. Excuse me, accept my apology. You're blaming me in this true love, but he says here, مَعْذِرَةً مِنِّي إِلَيْكَ. Accept my apology. وَلَوْ أَنصَفْتَ. Had you established justice, had you looked at the case fairly, you wouldn't have blamed me. Because there is no reason to blame me. My case is an example of a true love. Actually, he presented his case in this Al-Hawa Al-Udhri. Just these two words establish his understanding of his love and present his proof that there is no way to blame him because his love is udhri, is pure, is not materialistic. So, يَا لَائِمِي نِدَاءُ منادى مضاف لائمي منادى مضاف في الهوى متعلق بلائمي اسم الفاعل العذرية صفة معذرة مفعول به لفعل محذوف اعذرني معذرة وخذ معذرة مني إليك متعلق بمعذرة ولو أنصفت لم تلومي جملة شرطية ولو أنصفت لم تلومي عدتك حالي لا سري بمستتر عن الوشاة ولا دائي بمنحسم. He says here, may you never experience what I have experienced. May you never fall in the same love that I have fallen in. عدتك حالية. May you never get in a similar state of mind. عدا يعدو جاوزة here. جاوزة. May my state passes you. عدا يعدو. عدا has several meanings. This is the meaning here meant جاوز يجاوز. Another meaning of it is عدا يعدو to run. And العداء a runner is a word for that. Arabs were known for that. Several Arabs before Islam were known for running faster than horses. Some of them were known as as-sa'aliq, people like the type of Robin Hood known now in the West, figures who used to establish justice and go and steal the wealth of the wealthy people and give it to the poor people. They were poets and fast runners. One of them is al-Shanfara al-Azdi, one of them is al-Sulayk ibn al-Sulaka, another is Ta'abbat al-Sharra. أبو تشرى says in one of his poems, لا شيء أسرع مني ليس ذا عذر وذا جناح بجنب الريد خفاقي. There is nothing that is faster than me except animals of two wings, he says. So one of the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم was a true runner, was a fast runner, faster, he used to run faster than horses. This is Salama ibn al-Akwa. Salama ibn al-Akwa radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was known for two things, for running faster than horses, and there's a hadith, sound hadith, in one story, there was an enemy, people heard the noise, someone screaming, calling for help in Medina, shouting, and Salama was the first, because there was a group of rebellers who attacked al-Medina, so he went on his own, ran behind them, and caught them. Up. The second gift he had, he was the best archer amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So he ran behind them, took a hill and had his bow and his arrows, and he brought back all the sheep, all the herds of sheep that they looted. So عدتك حاليا, may my state pass you. May you never fall in this state. It's a state of, he describes here his state, the other aspect of his love, agony. One aspect, one face is the pleasure, the other is the agony. So here he presents his case, how he suffers. And he says to him, you're blaming me. I wish you the best not to fall in a similar state. you wish always your enemy the best, because you would never know whether people succeed or not. When people come to the path, when people journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a filter. They will be filtered. And the majority of them will fall down this filter, sieve. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picks up the best. When people are exposed to love, to the sacred knowledge, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, people will be faced with challenges. Challenges sometimes of persistence, sometimes challenges of adab, sometimes challenges of not finding it easy in their hearts, not finding the shawq for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So every few steps, people fall apart. You might have noticed, for example, people decide to study the sacred knowledge. Let's talk about ilm al-zahir. People decide to study the sacred knowledge. They say, I want to be a scholar. Then you find in the first grade in some madrasas, probably 60. Then second grade, 50. Third grade, 40. How many graduate at the sixth grade? 20 or 25 or 30 maximum probably. The same also outside schools. The same also in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though it's more subtle, because there's no exams, there are no exams, there's no test. It's just who continues, and sometimes people are hidden. Also there are challenges. So this is why he wishes here that, well, because you're never sure whether your enemy is going to pass or not. The challenges are more serious than the pleasures. And there are many obstacles. So he says, you may never fall in a similar state, because you're going to suffer. This is what you're going to get if you don't find the pleasure of love. عَدَتْكَ حَالِيَ لَا سِرْنِي بِمُسْتَتِرِينَ My secret is not concealed. Everyone knows my state. So his secret is divulged in another way. لَا سِرْنِي بِمُسْتَتِرِينَ عَنِ الْوُشَاتِ استتر يستتر, the verb here, فهو مستتر. استتر يستتر فهو مستتر, اسم فاعل. To be concealed. The verb of it is, the root of it is ستر. ستر يستر is transitive. استتر intransitive. عن الوشات. الوشات plural of واشي. واشي is the one who divulges the secrets of someone who is a word in English for that, translation of Sheikh Hamza says here, may you never have to live like this, I can't even keep it a secret from my critics, I am so feverish and love sick. It translates Wushat as critics. Wushat, rather than critics, it is... sorry. Malign now. Malign is... what would you call someone who conveys words from one to the other? Tale bearer, exactly. Tale bearers. Wushat, tale bearers. Just go around telling something true and something untrue. They develop secrets and they mix lies with truth. Ushat rather than critics. Gossip is a casual word. In poetry you need formal words. I had this in mind, but usually poetry you have to have poetic words, rosy words, flowery words. Of certain rhythm, of certain with certain melody. So my secrets are not hidden from the tale bearers. So the moment they see something, they're going to divulge it, tell it. وَلَا دَائِي بِمُنْحَسِمِي And my illness is not ceasing. That is a serious sickness, a serious illness. Sorry. Here you would use. You said malign. What is the noun from malign? alternative. Poetry, when you translate poetry, poetry is built on using synonyms, many synonyms, and the Arabic language is the best in this regard. There's no one single language in the world that matches up to the level of the Arabic language in its variety. About one subject, you find so many terms with nuances between one and the other. So ailment is different from sickness, different from illness, different from for every term there is, and the same also in the Arabic language here. You have that, but the Arabic is much vaster. And my ailment does not cease. In حسم ينحسم is to stop. Let's see here what translation says. May you never have to live like this, عدد كحالي. I can't even keep it a secret from my critics. I am so feverish and love sick. Yeah, I would go for the next line, for the second part of the line, I would go for something different. May my state, may you never fall in a similar state. Look at me, it means here between the brackets, look at me. May you never fall in a similar state. Look at my state. My secrets are divulged, are exposed to the tale bearers. They are not hidden from the tale bearers. Nor does my ailment cease or stop or heal. You would use here metaphorically, you would use heal or cure. In حسمة is to cease, to stop. From حسمة الداء to root it, to take it from its roots, to treat it and cut it from its roots. حسمة يحسم قطع يقطع. حسين, stay and wait there. Okay? All right. Close the door, please. Let's read the lines together, inshallah. فكيف تنكر حبا؟ فكيف تنكر حبا؟ بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقم. Louder please, I want to hear every one of you. فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقم. Go ahead. فكيف وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وضنا مثل البهار على خديك والعنن. وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وضنا. مثل البهار على خديك والعنم. نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. يا لائمي في الهوى العذري معذرة مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلمي. يا لائمي في الهوى العذري معذرة يا لائمي في الهوى العذري معذرة، مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلمي، مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلمي، مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلمي، عدتك حالي لا سري بمستتر عن الوشاة ولا دائي بمنحسم. عدتك حالي لا سري بمستتر عن الوشاة ولا دائي بمنحسم، عن الوشاة ولا دائي بمنحسم. يستعرض from number 6، فكيف تنكر، فكيف تنكر في الهوى العذري،
يا لائمي في الهوى العذري معذرة، مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلم، عدتك حالي لا سري بمستتر عن الوشاة ولا داري بمنحسم.
أحسنت إن شاء الله. طب. I'm going back to the first five lines. Who didn't attend the last session? 4, 5. Could you explain to me, please, what's your name again? Yeah. Could you explain to me the first line, please? In English, you can do it. Jiran, the neighbors. Di Salam is a name of place in Hijaz. Di Salam is the name of place in Hijaz. Jiran, the neighbors of Di Salam, here are is a metaphor for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But still, the beloved's name is not yet told in the introduction of this poem. This is the style of it, to get people more excited. What is the meaning of mazaja? No. To mix. Mazaja, yamziju, mazjan, to mix. What is muqla? Explain the second line, please. العظام الكاظمة places in his ass. This has nothing to do with Adil, with anyone who plays. He's still speaking to the person that he imagined. He himself, actually, it's his own state. But he reflects his own state on the person he imagines in front of him and he addresses and speaks to. What is istafiq? What is the root and give me some derivatives of the root of istafiq? Istafaqa, yastafiqu. Afaqa, yastafiqu. This is ufuq. Horizon is ufuq. Istafiq, you get up. Istafiq, get up. Wake up. Wake up from your state of absent-mindedness in love. Wake up. From afaqa yufiqu. Afaqa yufiqu is used as to wake up. Afaqa yufiqu is intransitive. Afaqa yufiqu is to get up, wake up. And the root of it is faqa. Faqa also used is to outdo someone. This is faqa yafuqu. Wawi. Ya'i is faqa yafiqu. Faqa yafiqu to outdo. Bazza yabuzzu. What is the root of hamata, ya Rashid? The root. Hama yahmi. Hama yahmi. The root is hama yahmi. To come down, to flow, like rains. Hama yahmi. Hama yahimu is to fall in love, to be impassionate in love. Hama yahimu. So this is hama. Hama is what you call hama in sarf. What do you call hama in sarf? Hama is فعل معتل الآخر بالألف. What do you call it? Its case. لفيف. لفيف مقرون. لفيف مقرون. هما لفيف مقرون. أيحسب الصبو. Sob is someone truly in love, compassionate. What is the verb of munketimon? Inketama. And the root? Ketama. Yektumu. Ketama yektumu. What's the noun for it? Kitman. Kitman. Concealment. What is the root of muttarimi? Muttarimi. Hussein and Junaid, next class inshallah, you either sit here or sit there. Okay? I don't want you to get in and out. Alright? You both inshallah. You either sit here or sit there. It's your choice. But just don't move from here, there, or from there, here. What is the root of muttarimi? The root. ضرم. ضرع. عن التاء، ص يجوز مبدل عن التاء. ما هي حروف الزيادة في الصرف؟ حروف الزيادة في الصرف سألتمونيها، أحسنت، سألتمونيها. طاء is not one of them, but because of a ضاد التاء becomes طاء. أصل الطاء تاء here. ضرمة is to flame. أضرمة was to inflame. أضرمة ضرمة أضرمة. And then اضطرمة is to just burn inside. اضطرمة fire is burning. اضطرمت النار. Can you give me another verb for مزيد بالتاء and it becomes طاء؟ Anyone? اضطر اضطرب and so on. Plural of طلال أطلال أطلال. And what is the name, the meaning of طلال؟ آثار آثار الخيام. You say آثار الخيام. Yeah, but he means here the place of where Alban grows. Alban is well known, a tree, type of a tree that is has nice smell. What he means here, the place where Alban grows. Or in one commentary also, Alban is a place well known for that. We have two opinions. But even if it goes for the trees, he doesn't mean the trees, he means the place where the grows, where the trees grows or grow. What is the verb? Can someone do the verb? Riqta here. Bab. No. No, you made a serious mistake. Ariqa ya'raqu. I said the verb is Ariqa ya'raqu. Ariqa ya'raqu. To not to sleep. أريق يأرق. This is, you mean أراق يريق. This is from راق. الهمزة زائدة. From راق. يريق. أريق يأرق. أريق يأرق. To stay up the night without sleep. And this, the other one is راق. راق has several meanings. أراق to pour. To pour out. أراقة blood and to shed blood. أراقة to pour out of a bottle, for example. So here you have تُرِق and أريقتَ. You have both of them. The first line لم تُرِق from أراقة يُريقُ. The second أريقتَ I was asking for is أريقة يَأْرَقُ. Plural form of دمع دموع. Singular of it دمع. What is دمع then? What is grammatically, morphologically speaking, what is دمع? What is the noun for it? What we call it? Infinitive. اسم جنس. اسم جنس جمعي. اسم جنس جمعي يفرق بينه وبين واحده بالتاء. It's like بقر بقرة. تمر تمرة. دمع دمعة. اسم جنس جمعي يفرق بينه وبين واحده بالتاء. The difference between the plural form and the singular is تاء التاء المربوطة here. اسم جنس noun for the gender. Anyone finished memorization of the first five lines? Sajjad. Anyone else? How many we have? Memorization of the by heart. First five lines. We finished. Sajjad, and your name? Sajjad Ali Fattah. Your name? Waseem. I need a piece of paper and your names, please. On a piece of paper so that I can recall your names. And we will start, inshallah, making a list of people who are present and people who are absent. So inshallah, pass this around. If you could write your names, inshallah. من تلقائي
في مرة يدبرتها بسوء سمعي
شكفوفة
شو سمعوا لها يعني
ولا good طيب طيب ترى with pronunciation new pronunciation again 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 if you want to sing it then you have to get to the rhythm مزجت دم عن جرى في الظلماء في الظلماء من إضمي ثمى شد الصاد أحسب الصب أن try with your pronunciation better إن شاء الله عجبا ولا أرقت ولا أرقت لذكر
ولا أرقت لذكر الإمام والعلم.
راشد عض لسانك bite your tongue. أشبع العلم الطبيعي الياء أم هبت الريح ضاء كاف. Very good. في الظلماء شدة excuse because we were very good. But anyway, if anyone has a different copy, correct your copy according to my copy inshallah. So we leave no excuse inshallah for the coming 150 lines left. There are a few lines added. Those lines are added. The original poem is 160. Muhammad. MashaAllah, Hussein, to be proud of your brother, Junaid. Good, mashallah, very good. After you listen to these kids, there's no excuse for anyone who says it's difficult for me or I can't memorize it. If these kids can memorize it, you can do it. Brothers and sisters, mashallah, bravo, very good. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma hu ahlu. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma hu ahlu. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma hu ahlu. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة. I tried to sit in the same places that I, for the brothers, I don't recall your names. I connect the name to the place. So I don't turn to say جنيد عبد الفتاح، زيد عبد الفتاح، يوجنيد.